I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Protests nationwide drew attention to immigrant rights and showed support for families separated from their children at the southern border. The city of Rockford hosted one of these demonstrations. Nearly 1,000 people marched from City Hall to the U.S. District Court. Participants drew attention to a number of issues, including detention centers and voter registration. Some also shared their own stories. Des Plaines resident Rosa, who chose not to give her last name, marched with her daughter. Rosa says she immigrated alone when she was 16 from Guatemala.
It's going to work out. It's going to be fun. Just hanging there because you guys are good kids.
Marches also were held in Elgin and Chicago. In other news, the federal government approved Illinois' latest hospital assessment program, which gives money to hospitals for treating the poorest individuals. Sam Dunklaw has more.
Whenever one of the 3 million people on Illinois Medicaid go to a hospital, they often need expensive services. Since they can't pay on their own, the hospital pays the cost up front and the government reimburses them later. But that arrangement was set to expire without a new deal in place. That could have impacted health care for those people, as some hospitals had threatened to close. State lawmakers managed to avoid that by approving a new plan, and the federal government recently signed off on it. Randy Shorefide is with a hospital group in southern Illinois. He says having Medicaid money in place means those people will have the health care they need.
This will only strengthen our ability to serve them, those individuals who are vulnerable and marginalized each and every day.
Shorefide says the money will also help pay for obesity treatments and a growing number of patient visits at the hospitals. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
The Supreme Court ruling barring union fees from non-union members means Illinois healthcare workers will get a chance to claw back $32 million. The Chicago Tribune reports the High Court ordered the U.S. Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals to reconsider its ruling that 80,000 workers could not recoup so-called fair share fees from the Service Employees International Union. The court found three caretakers of its disabled people in their homes could get back money paid from 2008 to 2014. But the court rejected a class action claim because not everyone objected to paying the fees. And Governor Bruce Rauner signed a law making it easier for qualified teachers to be certified to teach in Illinois. It's meant to address a growing teacher shortage. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Union groups are wondering how Democrats may fight back against a Supreme Court ruling last week that overturned government workers being required to contribute to labor unions that represent them. A recent study from the Illinois Economic Policy Institute and the University of Illinois estimates private sector and public sector unions, rather, could lose more than 700,000 members over time as a result of the Janus ruling. The court's conservative majority upended a 41-year-old decision that had allowed states to require public employees to pay some fees to unions that represent them, even if the workers chose not to join. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is urging the public to leave the fireworks displays to the professionals. IDNR spokesperson Ed Cross says fireworks shows should only be put on by experts with proper certification. Those that don't would face a penalty. Cross says it doesn't apply to approved consumer fireworks, though.
Consumer fireworks may be purchased and displayed only by adults who have obtained permits from their local jurisdiction. Handheld fireworks, including firecrackers, Roman candles, and bottle rockets, are not approved for sale or use in Illinois.
There are more than 2,300 people licensed to use explosives in the state. More than 900 of those licenses are specifically for display fireworks. We're going to see a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast today at a high near 90 degrees. I'm Jennifer Fuller.